And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. That's my favorite bump. That I've decided. I'm going to go into declare. I have now openly declared that is my favorite bump. Black Crowes. Listen, before I go any further, I got to tell you guys. So ZLA Solutions, they've been with us since the very beginning. ZLA Solutions is out there just tearing it up right now. Talking to them the other day, they are so covered up. They've got work in all. I mean, bottom line is this. There's a lot of companies calling on them to help them find people and find their streamlining their processes and everything. ZLA Solutions, they can do all kinds of business end solutions. They can help you with your sorting and containment, your quality control, logistics, warehousing, all of that. But their bread and butter remains staffing. I mean, they can help you find people. They can come in and they can help you find just the right couple of people you need with special niche skills, or they can come in and find you a whole shift of people to run the plant. Doesn't matter, blue collar, white collar, no collar, I always say. This ZLA Solutions, they can do the recruiting, the background checks for you, the drug testing, all of it, and get you the folks you need. So you contact them. Their website is ZLAUSA.com, and they'll square you away. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, we're not going to have much time here because I waxed long on the last segment, but we'll lap it through to the next time. So I'm getting, brother, Boomer, I'm getting all three dippers in.
There you go. I know that'll be a good grade, I think.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'll be in the area all day. All right, so so the third one is conflict of laws. Gavin Newsom. Oh Lord. Yes, indeed. I mentioned his name out loud. Gavin Newsom. The inimitable leader of the state of California, the place where, you know, something like 35% of all homeless people in the nation reside in California, the state that has had more one-way U-Haul trailers go out of the state than any other state in the nation, the state that lost population under his watch to the extent that they actually lost a member of Congress because they didn't have enough people to sustain what they had. I'm just saying, they got issues. The state with a multi-billion dollar deficit in their budget. Why? Because they've got spendorama going on. The state that taxes people for daring to even have a big house. They're going to have a mansion tax in L.A. They're talking about having an exit tax. If you move, they're going to tax you on the way out. It's unreal. Well, Gavin Newsom, though, is going to figure out how to fix stuff. He has now proposed a 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Just a 28th amendment. Another big deal. Just a 28th amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Pray tell, what would its purpose be? How about to abridge the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution? Ha! Hit the Jack Astry button on the way out the door. Can you do that? Can you just play it for me? It's trying. There's a jackass going in the background right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll talk about it. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be this one, Alabama. I'm talking about this show. It goes way on down south of Birmingham, way up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back over to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. So listen, it's almost go home time. Some of y'all can smell the barn. You're getting ready to go. Have an amazing weekend. Enjoy it. I think we're going to have some rain on Sunday, but beautiful tomorrow. And I will tell you too, just on a personal note, tomorrow, I'm going to be, I'm proud to be the MC, for a brief ceremony at the graveside of one of Alabama's Medal of Honor winners, as we lay a new marker on his graveside. So that's, anyway, just an honor to be there and appreciate the opportunity. So I am in number three of the Triple Dipper, conflicts of laws. So it's an amazing thing when you look at, liberals hate the Second Amendment. They just do. They can't abide by it. Pray tell, why would that be? I don't know. Maybe because it's got more reasons to think that somebody could stop them from doing something. I don't know. But the reality is this. Every effort to put gun control into place in this nation has failed in terms of accomplishing what they set out to do. Gun control does not stop criminal activity because criminals could care less about your laws. Gun control does not stop people from doing bad things. Gun control stops good people from stopping bad people from doing bad things. But Governor Gavin Newsom, he's got an idea. Here he is. Came out, storyline came out yesterday. Fox News has got this one. Newsom proposes a constitutional amendment to restrict gun rights. Now, wait a minute. I thought we had a Second Amendment. The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Well, we do. Last I checked, it's still there. But Gavin Newsom, he's got himself an idea. If this guy ain't running for president, I don't know what's going on. But he says, fed up with inaction on gun control, Newsom has unveiled a proposed 28th Amendment to the Constitution on Thursday that would implement what he calls common sense gun safety measures. He claims he has widespread bipartisan support. I got news. You don't. Here's his quote. Our ability to make a more perfect union is literally written into the Constitution. So today I'm proposing a 28th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution to do just that. The 28th Amendment will enshrine in the Constitution common sense gun safety measures that Democrats, Republicans, independents, and gun owners overwhelmingly support, while leaving the Second Amendment unchanged and respecting America's gun-owning tradition. All right, let me ask you a question. If I were to tell you that you are allowed to drive your car, but you cannot put gas in it, would that mean you could drive the car? Technically, yes. But you can't put gas in it, you can't run it, right? Okay, if you're going to say the Second Amendment is still there, but the 28th Amendment is going to tell the Second Amendment what it's allowed to do, are you really having a right to bear arms infringed? And I would say the answer to that would be yes. So Newsom's idea... This is so mind-boggling. Newsom's idea is that the 28th Amendment would be about gun control, not gun prohibition, and that makes it okay. He would do things like, here we go, it would raise the federal minimum age to purchase a firearm from 18 to 21. It would mandate universal background checks to purchase firearms. It would institute a waiting period for all gun purchases, and it would ban assault weapons. Well, right now, to a liberal, an assault weapon is anything that has a bullet. But nonetheless, Newsom's proposed amendment would also affirm that Congress, the states, and local governments can enact additional gun control measures. Where does it end? So what you're saying is we're gonna amend the Constitution so that the 28th Amendment now conflicts with the Second Amendment. And oh, by the way, the 28th Amendment is going to also say, and by the way, free for all, put more laws in place later if you feel like it. This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. But he was serious. I saw him. He was so excited. He was earnest. He was looking at that camera. I've got an idea. A little too much hair gel going on. Newsom said he will campaign to build grassroots support and lobby other state legislatures to move forward. He wants to do it by Article 5 convention. The NRA, of course, came out right away. Newsom's latest publicity stunt once again shows his unhinged contempt for the right to self-defense has no bounds. California is a beacon for violence because of Newsom's embrace of policies that champion the criminal and penalize the law-abiding. And that's why the majority of Americans rightfully reject his California-style gun control. Other organization, the Gun Owners of America, said, we've always warned that those who cherish their God-given liberties that the ultimate goal of anti-gunners was going to be the abolishment of the Second Amendment. True. How does this work, though? Does it work? In the law, we have what's called a conflicts of law provision. There are times when state to state, you have a difference in laws. And so, like when I draft a contract for a client, I may have a provision in there that says, notwithstanding conflicts of laws provisions, the prevailing law for this particular contract will be that of the state of Alabama, yada, yada, yada. Venue shall be chosen in so-and-so county of Alabama. And you establish the fact that one is trumped over the other. Conflicts of laws. And by the way, in the legislature, when we would go down to Montgomery to pass legislation, there's an organization called LSA, Legislative Services Agency. And LSA has a great staff that, like, if somebody comes in and says, I want to pass something that does, I don't know, that every kid gets a Butterfinger candy bar on the first day of school, let's say, just throwing that out there, which will be a great law, by the way. Every kid gets a Butterfinger on the first day of school. They will not only help draft the legislation that's being sought, but they will also then go and make sure it does not conflict with other I'm sorry, sir, we appear to already have a code that says that it has to be a Snickers. Really? I didn't know that. When did the Snickers law get passed? 1962, but it's not been heavily enforced. Really? Can we preempt that? We'll have to put a provision in your code, your proposed bill, to amend that prior legislation. Okay, go for it. Anyway, all I'm doing is telling you that they will do what they can to deconflict the laws. You got to. And now what we're looking at is Gavin Newsom wants to have one amendment that conflicts with another. So let's wrap this up here and move it forward. How does it work? What do they do? Well, the universal background checks, mandatory waiting period, and banning civilian assault weapons, civilian-owned assault weapons. They call them assault weapons. First of all, universal background. By the way, this is the Washington Examiner now. Universal background checks. Sounds reasonable, right? Just going to check you out, make sure it's all good. First of all, who establishes what the criteria is for the background check? Because if they're going to say that they're going to start going with red flag laws, where maybe, I don't know, you had some trouble for a while and you were on Xanax for a period of time, does that now ban you? You at one point had counseling. Does that ban you? Universal background check sounds like a reasonable idea at first glance, but this misses what Newsom actually means by universal background checks, because right now, background checks are already required for all gun purchases from federally licensed dealers. It's a good thing, it says in the article here, and they can continue to work with what they got. Okay. But then the next one, mandatory waiting periods for gun purchases. The logic behind this is if you slow somebody down in the heat of the moment, maybe they won't go buy the gun and commit the crime. Except studies prove that there's been no indication that where they've tried to put in such restrictions that it has ever made a difference. And that was a study done by Georgetown and Duke University both. How about the assault weapons ban? Well, we've had one before. Remember the Brady Bill? We've had an assault weapons ban, and it did nothing for crime statistics at all. And then raising the minimum age to purchase a firearm to 21, it hadn't been studied much. But, you know, the reality is there are a couple of states that already have a 21-year-old limit, and it's unclear if it's even made any bit of difference, Hawaii and Illinois. All I'm saying is, Gavin Newsom, you just don't know what you're doing. And the guy he's the governor of the state of California, and I think he wants to be president. Keep your eyes on this one because it's going to be fun to watch. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We will take the break. We will come right back. I'm finishing up number 3 on the Triple Dipper, conflicts of laws, live free or die. I'm saying Second Amendment, it exists for a reason. You can't have a 28th Amendment just to downgrade the version that we have now. Doesn't work that way. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. And And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. Hey, listen, before we go any further, I got to tell you, our folks, our friends at the Elm Foundation, Elm, E-L-M, it stands for Expect Little Miracles. The Elm Foundation, they're doing some amazingly cool work getting people back into being a productive member of society, you know, getting them off the streets, helping them find their ability to get job certifications and skills training and educations, and, you know, even providing them with what it takes sometimes for childcare or other things to assist them in the process of becoming fully productive again, getting fully engaged. And it, you know, it restores self-worth when you do that. And by the way, the Elm Foundation, they're not out there just slinging money at something and seeing how it goes. No, they're actually walking people through a program, giving them accountability, setting milestones for them to meet. And it's doing some pretty cool stuff. So they're a 501c3. They're based out of Huntsville. If you chose to donate to them, by the way, one of the cool things about it is all of their administrative costs have been covered by their founder, their benefactor. And he has made sure that they don't have to raise any money for operating expenses. So every dollar given goes straight to programs. All I'm saying is this, you ought to check them out. They're doing cool work, and they do it with conservative principles, and it works. So yeah, the Elm Foundation, elmhsv.org, as in Elm Huntsville, elmhsv.org. Check them out, and if you talk to them, do tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I got a caller real quick. I'll do that. Line one, Steve Huntsville. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing, Colonel? Pleasure as always.
Well, thank you, sir. What's going on in your mind?
The thing about the transgender issue with I was stationed in Fort Carson, Colorado.
Okay.
And I was in the military from 1990 to 93.
Thanks for your service.
And Trinidad, Colorado was just south of all of that down towards New Mexico. And it was one of two places back then, because we learned about it being in the military, that you may run into when you're out on leave. You may run into something that you may not know which way, if you know what I'm talking about.
Okay, yeah.
And but one of the things that we learned when we were there is that Trinidad, being one of two places in the United States in the 1990s that were offering those kind of operations where you could transition from a male to a female, that the doctors there were required to have the person, the patient, live as the opposite sex for a year. And they had to go through mental evaluations to make sure this was truly what they wanted to do. And those, I haven't heard where in time over the past 30 years that has gone away.
Huh.
But back in the day, it was, if you really want to do this, these are the steps that you had to go through to do it. And they had 60-minute episodes and 2020 episodes, and it was all over the news, especially living there because it was so close to where we were stationed.
Wow. So basically, it was like, almost like a cooling-off period. Like, if you're serious, then let's see you commit to the lifestyle, and then we'll talk. And then as opposed
right,
to the
doctors weren't – yes, sir.
As opposed to the thing I had a while ago where they can get online, do a 20-minute counseling, and get a prescription for a sex change operation.
Right, and that to me is, I mean, you need to be committed, because it's, hey, if that's what you want to do, go for it. But I do believe that there should be a they were doing it right back then, where if you're going to do this, then this is what it takes.
Well, I mean, if there's a right, then that, I guess that would be it. But, yeah, man, that's interesting. And I'm also glad they gave you warning before you went out on leave. Hey, Steve.
You always got to watch.
Hey, thanks for the call, and thanks for your service too, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, take care.
All right, so, yeah, if someone wants to do this.
Sex change.
Yes. If they want to do that to themselves, you know, I like what we talked about multiple times, there should be an age limit.
Yeah.
And then they can decide for themselves. But like what Colorado is doing, giving them a year to figure it out, making sure that's exactly what they want. But what they're doing to us is they're pushing it on us, and they're also letting someone else decide for them.
That's exactly right. Yeah, and they're pushing it down on a child who can't otherwise make life decisions.
Correct. You know, that's why we have all those laws in place, you know, for drinking, for contracts, for voting, for any of those things, for renting a car.
Yeah.
You have those things in place because you are not old enough to really even understand or to make these decisions.
Yeah, there's
yourself.
A maturity level not there yet.
Correct.
It's unbelievable.
Right.
And it flies in the face of not just common sense, it flies in the face of reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. There is no reason behind their madness right now. It's just, let's just push this on everybody. And then when we finally get the backlash, they'll back off a little bit, but we're going to still have what we want.
And what we're really seeing, though, is we're seeing an adult needing confirmation of their own agenda. So they're using a child to help affirm their agenda.
Right.
And you know, which is just, that's predatory in itself. Hey, little one. Don't you really feel this way? You know you do.
Right.
Well, that's why we have statutory rape laws, because a child can't be seen to consent. Come over here and do this thing with me. You know you want. That's awful.
Right.
That is predatory. And so what we're doing right now is saying, hey, little kid, don't you really feel like a boy? I know you do. Come on, I'll dress you differently and I'll give you medications and maybe we'll get you a surgery next year and make you right. That's just so sick.
Completely sick.
It's a predatory mindset. Mm. All right. Let me see a few text messages before we end up the day here. Jeremy from Huntsville said, did y'all disagree to cross-dressing? No. I did not.
No, not at all.
We did not, Jeremy.
I went to the whole section just saying, this should not be pushed on us, and absolutely it's wrong. That was the whole premise behind it.
I think
that.
Jeremy must have dialed over to another network there for a minute. JT from Lacey Springs, atheists and gun supporters, he says, have two things in common. If their home is being broken into, they dial 911 and then hope the officer has a gun and pray he gets there on time. Have a great weekend. You are so right, JT. John from Huntsville, excellent job today giving you an A. Oh, for me, excellent job today giving you an A++. A little extra credit for giving my joke a B+, because in my world, it's an A+. And by the way, Boomer also gets an A++. There
yes.
you go. Nice. Heading into the weekend with an A++ from John. All right. Jeff from Indiana texts in and says, hate to break it to everybody, but the Second Amendment never mentioned guns. It mentioned arms. And arms can be anything. A bomb, a cannon, an Apache helicopter, you name it. I'm pretty sure, though, that the National Firearms Act can prevent me from having my own Apache helicopter with Hellfire missiles. I'm just saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I wouldn't mind having one.
Nope.
Keep the geese off my backyard.
Get those geese.
Geese. Came out the other morning, there were 40 geese in my backyard.
40?
Yeah. That's another story. I feel a new monologue coming on. It might have to have repentance added to it, too. Scott from Decatur, I will support this 28th Amendment after a balanced budget amendment. Oh, Scott has conditions.
Okay.
All right. Jeff from Hazel Green, one last gem. The hottest day recorded was in 1913. They didn't call it global warming. They called it summer.
Summertime.
Oh, my gosh. Ryan from Hazel Green. Hazel Green's in the house today. Ryan from Hazel Green, why did so many California residents move to the South? They knew something was wrong. Get it, Newsom? They knew something was wrong in California, and that deserves an A+, he says. All right, you guys. Y'all have an amazing weekend. We'll be back here Monday at 2. We'll see you then.